Let's review Nipsey Hussle's album titled Victory Lap. After releasing a string of mixtapes independently for over a decade, he finally released his first major label album. Make no mistake about it, this album is a victory lap for him. He stayed true to his worth as an independent artist, and who can forget that he charged $100 for his Crenshaw mixtape back in 2013. It worked. Jay-Z bought 100 copies, and there were only 1,000 mixtapes available at the time, and they were all sold in less than 24 hours. This album here is 6 years in the making, and it's the final installment of his Marathon series. The production is synth-heavy with 808s and pitched or chopped samples. There are a few tracks that stand out from that formula, like Loaded Basses, Real Big, and Right Hand to God, just to name a few. It's all handled primarily by Mike and Keys, but there's a slew of producers at work like DJ Khalil, Street Symphony, Mars, and Lawrence Dobson. The album first starts off with the title track. On here, Nipsey is in disbelief that he beat the odds coming out of a rough environment where he has seen his friends either dead or in jail. He believes it's a divine presence that led him to where he is at. On the hook, Stacey Barth interpolates from the song Knee Socks by the Arctic Monkeys. The second track is cool. I like the jigga with the Rolly in the Vest reference. Check out Jay-Z's Streets is Watching video for further context. It bangs on 12s regardless. After him and YG boiled some tension with Donald Trump on FDT, they returned for this boss anthem last time that I checked. Impressive track overall. Nipsey and YG brought their best here, where they embraced self-promotion. I love their cadences here too. Track number 4 with Diddy is about Nipsey's story of him on the come up and him building his brand. He also goes into some detail about his daily routine as a rapper with a bigger income than ever after digging through the trenches. In the beginning, there is this fitting sample from the song West District by Party Next Door. Diddy plays Hype Man, which is cool. I liked it. I'd rather hear him play Hype Man than him actually rap. These bars are a couple that stood out to me, though. Staring in the space that you fishing for a fit phrase. Uninspired in your mind, still it's all a paper chase. First you over-dedicate, then you notice that you're great. And you've been the whole time, and then it's slap in your face. Then you sack it in your safe, got it cracking, it was fate. You the definition, laughing to the bank. On dedication, Nipsey and Kendrick Lamar described their individual come-ups. I was really impressed with the first verse where he is speaking from the perspective of a young version of himself. Quote, young black, trapped and he can't change it. No, he's a genius. He just can't claim it, because they left him no platforms to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. But deep down inside, he know you can't fade him. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real reparations, before I run up in your bank just for recreation. Kendrick reminisces about his upbringing at home, dreaming about being on the stage and turning that into a reality. He also talks about getting the opportunity to record with Nipsey Hussle and looking at him more as a man than as a Crip. The last couple bars from him are based on a true story, though. The conversation that these two, Snoop Dogg and Top Dogg, had taken place at a movie premiere for All Eyes on Me, a movie based on the life of Tupac. Both of their verses had Tupac references. Their conversation, according to Nip himself, was about them finding it necessary to use their influence to evolve how they exist. Blue Laces 2 is one of the most personal songs to date to me. The first verse was a warm-up, the second verse was better, and the third verse was his best. I like him referencing Rick Ross in Summer 18 being the season for him. It automatically reminded me of Rick Ross's song Summer 17 on his Rather You Than Me album, with the same message Nipsey is saying on this album. On the third verse, he gives his perspective on what happened to the Doc Weiler, what happened at the Doc Weiler Beach gang shooting. Long story short, he helped his friend who was shot, kept him and his lady calm while driving to the hospital, and dropped him off. Hustle and Motivate has a chop sample from Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life. On here, he informs the public that he isn't tripping if he doesn't get the credit that he deserves. That only means he'll go even harder. Now, I really enjoyed the first couple tracks here, but then we hit a few bumps in the middle of the album and on two tracks at the near end. Most of my gripes have less to do with Nipsey Hussle himself and more with his features. Case in point, the unaccredited singer on the hook on Hussle and Motivate. I found his hook to be underwhelming and his performance underwhelming as well. And since we're talking about unimpressive guests, The Dream's appearance on Million While You Young is boring. And Buddy's appearance on the hook of Status Symbol 3 is also boring, and he overstays his welcome. Also, Million While You're Young and Grinding On My Life were my least favorite songs, as they just pale in comparison with the rest of the songs, because his content can just become repetitive and overstated sometimes. He could also sound disengaging, like on Status Symbol 3, or like he's running out of air on Sucker Proof, but it doesn't take away from his content right there. I will give him credit on his second verse, on his storytelling on the second verse on Status Symbol 3 though. Sucker Proof is where you will hear him at his most visceral state on this album. Jay Black and Conscience add to that visceral punch as well. But I wish that vocal sample in between each bar wasn't there. It becomes annoying the more I hear it. The song itself is directed to anybody repping that gang life, talking the talk but not walking the walk. Insert Soulja Boy and Chris Brown. Not to say that he's talking to them, I'm just giving examples who it should be directed to. On Keys to the City 2, I like the rhyme pattern he makes on his first verse. Quote, life of crime till I get the chair, Columbine I'm a trigger hair, still I rise and took the stairs, feel the fire it's a different glare. All these fights, it was never fair. Busting knuckles, and I'm still swinging fierce. Even though I'm not a fan of T-Fly, he was tolerable here. I like the metaphor for the song Loaded Bases. The meaning behind it is him being next to batter up while the bases are loaded. The ones on the bases are his family, his businesses, and his music. If he hits a home run, aka scores success with this album, then his team wins. I also like the play on words from CeeLo Green on the hook. Real Big is the closer track for the standard version of this album. It's a reflective track where he collectively reminisces on his past and enjoying his present state of financial success. He's at his most humble here after teaching people like him how to start from little. Marsha Ambrosius is decent here. I always found her to be the right artist for closer tracks like these here. It's not her first time, in fact, she's done this on The Game's Doctor's Advocate and Dave East's P2, and I'm sure there's other albums that I'm missing. Moving on to the bonus tracks, the first one is Double Up, a track that I like instrumentally for its oily synths and vocal samples throughout the track, but it overstays its welcome. Belly is awful with the gratuitous autotune, and Dom Kennedy sounds so lazy and uninterested in what he has to say, so why should I? The better track is the second one though, Right Hand to God. I like the loop sample from the song Getting Over You by The Controllers as he raps about his regular and lavish routine as a man and a business mogul. He isn't the most articulate rapper or the rapper with the most punchlines, but what he has that makes up for it is a whole lot of heart. His content centers around black capitalism from only his perspective. He has been in the trenches, building his brand. This isn't Milton Friedman, or Robert Reich, or Dr. Claude Anderson. This is Nipsey Hussle. This is what Gucci Mane's Mr. Davis should have been, given he had some lyrics about taking ownership and signing yourself, but it was taken over with filler and unmemorable pop rap songs. His Hussle story isn't as nuanced as one would like it to be, but that's fine, because it's not for them to follow. It's for those that are living in a similar rut that he was once in. I think most of the praise he's getting for Victory Lap is well earned. For it to be still mentioned as one of the best of 2018 so far by several hip-hop critics after its release date says a lot. I give it a strong 7.